Yes, indeed, a fantastic start to the season for Fintan Dewhurst in a 52-68, which is Donegal record, of course. And but not only that, it's a junior European qualifying standard, and that's, you know, that's what you set out to do in a full season, and he's done that very early in the season. You know, the only warm up meets he's had is the two schools meets, and you know, he will build on this and he will improve this, and you know, he's gone into that European, and weeks and weeks and weeks to go, of course, but it'll give him great confidence to build on it. You know, this is a record, this 400 metre hurdles record that Fintan has broken, was held for many years by Liam Doherty from Lifford, you know, and that, at that particular time in the history of the sport in Donegal, Liam was the outstanding athlete of his era, really, and in Donegal, and a great 110 and indeed 400 metre hurdler. So this young fellow here from Glenty has just gone out there, and last year he broke Liam's record, and this year he's improved that record to 52-68. So a big result from Bruce Brussels for him. And not only that, wasn't the end of his day. First of all, he beat the Swedish guy in that 400 hurdles, but he was part of that 4x4 Irish under 20 team as well, that also has qualified for Jerusalem for that European Championship. So it was a really positive day for the Glentis lad, and you know, let's see him build on that, and we were pretty excited about that. Also in Brussels, when I'm on Fintan's story, I mean, Kelly McGrory was in the hurdles as well. She was in the 400 metre hurdles. She had a season's best, the lead performance by a 400 metre hurdler out of Ireland this year, 57-67. She will look for further improvement, obviously, as the season develops, and no doubt she'll get it. And Lucy McGlynn, she's chasing a European under 20 standard as well, the Tyrconnell athlete, and yesterday it was 61-67. She's going to have to improve that, of course, and no doubt she will. But three really solid performances, and an excellent performance, of course, top on the list, Fintan Dewhurst. That was the story from Brussels, where hundreds of Irish athletes participated. Over 2,000 athletes entered in that meet yesterday, so it went on all day long, and some really strong performances at the international level, some global performances, but it's always a meet. It's always a meet that that people try to get to, you know, to get early season standards, so well done there. Also yesterday, we had two good performances from the Gallen sisters, Kiefer and Adrian, you know, the throwers, the hammer throwers from the Lifford Strabane Club. They were in Loughborough for the throwers meet. They were representing Ireland. You know, let's talk about Kiefer first. She's chasing a European Youth Olympic standard. She needs 57.40. She got a PB yesterday at 56.80 with a 3K hammer. And, you know, just to translate that, that's just 60 centimetres short of the standard. And no doubt, maybe next weekend, maybe the weekend after, you know, Irish Girls Finals next weekend, maybe she'll get it, but she will get it, and it'll be a brilliant opportunity for her, where she to get to the European Youth Olympics. So that's under 18. And then we had Adrian. Well, she's also looking for standards as well. She throws a 4kg hammer, and she's a Donegal record, of course. Yesterday she was 90 centimetres short of that Donegal record. She threw 52.60. That's up there. That's good throwing. That's really, really good throwing. So these two girls have been standout athletes for a number of years. They grew into the sport from their children, and we look forward to them continuing to improve. So 52.60, just short of the Donegal record, 95 centimetres short of the Donegal record for Adrian, and a PB, big PB over with a 3kg hammer for Kiefer, her younger sister, 56.80, and she's chasing the European youth standard. So those were really strong performances by Donegal athletes in both Brussels and in Loughborough. And yesterday as well, we had that AAI live meet at Finn Valley, and very enjoyable, very laid back, very relaxed. Just a couple of hours it took to run it, and you know, about 200 or 300 young athletes and mixed athletes as well. Good to see Carol Lafferty, who's on scholarship at Providence University, the Finn Valley girl, in competition in a mixed 800 metres, because she's been injured right through her period in Providence. So she really battled well yesterday. Lovely to see, and so that was positive. We had James Kelly back in action as well, and Gavin McLaughlin in the shot. We had many good performances, but really it was all about, you know, just getting ready for the championship season ahead, for the competition season ahead, and in a relaxed mode. And so well done to David Matthews, the Olympic athlete, two-time Olympic athlete who works for Athletics Ireland, along with Dermot McGranahan. They brought this meet to Finn Valley, and, you know, hopefully they'll be back again next year, and we'll repeat it all over again. So that was yesterday. We're looking forward to another week ahead, this week ahead, the big one this next weekend, the Irish schools. That's just such a competitive meet, and it's on Friday and Saturday next weekend in Dublin, and you know, we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward, and Tullamore rather, and we're looking forward to good performances. A lot of Donegal athletes have qualified. A lot of Donegal athletes will be looking, chasing medals. A lot of Donegal athletes will be looking forward, hopefully, to selection for the Ulster schools team as well, beyond that. So look, it's all going good. It's all very positive, and of course next Sunday there'll be thousands in a very busy Ballybuffet. Of course Donegal play Derry at 4 o'clock in Ballybuffet next Sunday, but from 10 o'clock next Sunday thousands will converge on Finn Valley for the Ulster Championships as well, so athletics, and that starts at 10 o'clock. So Ballybuffet and Stranraer is going to be a pretty busy place, and at the moment it's hard to get through Ballybuffet with the traffic situation, but I believe they're going to try and do something, you know, to try and clear it at least for the day. So Ballybuffet, Stranraer, busy sporting capital of Donegal next Sunday. Athletics start, Ulster Athletics at Finn Valley from 10 o'clock in the morning, and the Donegal game at 4 o'clock. So it's all happening, and we're excited about the season ahead for Donegal athletes.